Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's 10 at 10. As always, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious and intentional as we take the three next deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Extend the diaphragm, lower the stomach. Hold. Before we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space, into that cave of the soul, the sanctuary of the spirit, that hub center, and as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us as us, the divine, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Inhale. Hold. I'm reading Psalm 71 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Rowell. In you, O Beloved, do I take refuge. Let me never feel separated from you. In your compassion, come and refresh me. Listen to my cry. Answer my plea. Be to me a rock, a tower of strength, a strong arm to uphold me, as I abandon myself into your hands. Be a very presence to me, as fear grips me, as I grow old and my friends leave me. For you, O friend, are my hope, my strength, since I was but a child. Upon you have I trusted from my birth. You, with whom I knew before my mother's womb, I continually sing praises to you. I have been a burden to many now. In you alone will I trust. I am filled with gratitude and sing your praises all the day. Do not abandon me in my old age. Desert me not when my strength is spent, or when my mind plays tricks with me. for fears rise up to confuse me, doubts and forgetfulness band together, and say, the beloved no longer dwells with you. There is no one to stand by you. O friend, be not far away from me. O beloved, come and enfold me in your presence. Help me to release my fears. Hear my prayer, that these fears may be transformed, O you who are my counselor. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as the psalmist said, you are our counselor, our friend, our guide. To you we turn and surrender and trust. For truly as we do so, you will illuminate our paths. You will guide our steps. You will illuminate our consciousness as we come into the silence to commune with you, the source of all that is, the absolute mystery, God in us as us. Let your spirit within us dissipate the fears, the worries, the concerns, the anxieties, the tensions, and all the emotions that build up within us as we unconsciously separate ourselves from this understanding of our intimate connection with you. There are times when we forget that we are yours, that we are made in your image and likeness, that image and likeness of peace, that image and likeness of harmony, that image and likeness of love. As we come back into this remembrance of who we are and whose we are, strengthen and embolden us that we may truly let our light shine in the world, that all may see, not through words, but through actions, that we are children of the Most High God. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. There is so much happening across our world at this time, too numerous to name. And even those things that we're not even cognizant of. But we know that you know all things, for you are in all things, as all things, through all things. So as we lay them before thy throne of grace, asking for whatever the need, the healing, the restoration, the renewal, the comfort, whatever the need, we ask that you supply. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So for all the concerns, for all the needs, for all that is happening, we surrender to you now. But let our hearts and minds be open to do what is ours to do, to fulfill bringing heaven here on earth at this time. We ask that you touch the hearts and minds of those in government, whichever part of the world they may be, that they are touched to be led and guided by your spirit, that integrity, goodwill, fairness and justice guide their actions and their decisions. Beloved Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, you know the individual needs, wants, and desires of all those here on this prayer call this morning, and those listening later. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So I give thanks in advance for their blessings. I give thanks in advance for their prayers being answered. I give thanks for you, whose infinite grace, whose eternal blessings, whose endless mercies are ever available. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for this morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Without and unceasingly.
Rather, and unceasingly.
Unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as we allow that prayer to resonate within us. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.